Good morning, friends. Today we are with Tens on duty from Bulgaria and Poland. We're going to move to Poland, please.
Good morning, beloved friends. We are very grateful for the wonderful privilege of preparing for the lesson together with our great friends from Bulgaria. Through everything that happens around us, a pandemic, growing ego in families and society, growing hatred, disasters, the Creator wants to show us how important our connection is. The Creator has given us this great privilege to consciously participate in the process of repair, and all we have to do is recognize the Creator in this and ask Him to repair the connection between us so we can become a remedy for the world. This is our wonderful task and our great responsibility. Lechaim, friends. I pass the microphone to my great friend Anton from Bulgaria.
Спасибо, Томаш. Спасибо, Хаверим. Самое главное.
Thank you, Tomasz. Thank you. Friends, the most important thing is the connection for the sake of the Creator, so that this unity, as one man and one heart, will take place. We need to pray in order to be an Adam, one who resembles the Creator. We need to pray and be a man of mercy, a loving man. Hence, the prayer is the most important engagement in our work. But can we always pray? I think it's not that we can, we must. We pray from a state of joy, because from that state, we feel the importance and the force of the upper light. We thank the Creator, since during the lesson we get answers from Rav about the most important questions and about the necessity that our friends have and what they're missing. This is how we praise the Creator when we see the friends as the greatest of the generation. And this is how we thank, ask, glorify, praise, and only together, friends. Lechaim.
Song.
A person should examine the reason for which he is learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do that act. It is as our sages said, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention. Rabash, Poland, please.
Quick question for active workshop. How do we keep the common intention during the lesson?
We'll keep the common intention together by keeping the intention that this is the most important moment for us in our day and in an inner prayer for one another. We'll try to stick to our guide. And even if we forget, we will remember how he scrutinized and went through discerning each coffee bean and how he adheres to the whole chain where we draw that remedy from. We will also ask for the Creator for help, since we're not capable, we don't know how. We want to incorporate with the great friends, the great Kabbalists who wrote us these amazing articles, and we will effort in keeping one another hold on to that tension so that we will be able to keep that power together. We'll supply one another the greatness of the goal, of our path, of the study of the Rav, and by this be able to hold on to it together. Israel, the light and the creator are one, constantly that way. By helping one another, one will help his friend. Really, alone it is very easy to think that you're in the right intention or not even think about it. But if each of us, from the most internal way to the most external way, thinks, holds on, reminds, talks about, and truly prays for the intention, then it lives between us. This field holds us. I feel that we're coming to this lesson well, to this question, after the exercise we did yesterday on each of us with the thoughts of each other. And that's how we have to be in the lesson, thinking of the friends so that they will have the right intention, be connected correctly in one movement with the whole world Kli, together with the Rav. And even if they don't exactly know what, then just like Avinoam said, just like Noam Elimelech says, that if we don't have the intellect to aim our prayers to you, you will teach us how, so that we will know what your desire, what your good what will is. So we ask the Creator for help every moment, so that we will be together. Yes. I come and hope to incorporate and contribute the common intention, trying to leave myself outside and focus only on that intention, that drive of the lesson. In the beginning, we all rise blurred and foggy, each thinking of himself. And slowly, slowly, gradually, we start doing this intention. We start hearing what Rav says, reading the books. And we kind of scrutinize and synchronize between us so that we will follow one another and start feeling the friends. The heart opens up until the intention too unites us, one intention, a prayer for one prayer.
Dani.
Just like we started to build a feeling of connection here, we continue to be entering the lesson with one heart. You can feel all the friends in the world, Kli, all of us together now, entering around the writings and the Rav and the Creator. And we want the light that we're awakening now to continue onwards to the whole world. We're going to move back to Poland for prayer.
Wspaniały Stwórco, dziękujemy Ci za daną nam możliwość, by móc prosić Ciebie o kierownictwo.
Genius Creator, thank you for giving us the opportunity to ask for your advice and guidance. We are grateful for being able to do your work and to serve the friends. We ask you to give us the strength to rise above our ego so that we will be able to annul one before the other, to feel the hearts of the friends, and to see that you are the good who does good. Please work on us and increase our desire for bestowal. Bring joy to all the friends around the world. Make them grow on the path and give them the strength to return to a good connection every day, so that they will be able to annul themselves completely before your will and pass it on to the whole world. Amen.